UPI's weekend outage. What really happened?
ONDC is declining retail share, so can mobility save the day?
Let's talk about this blockbuster deal between TCS and the Andhra Pradesh government.
Lending Kart's new CEO may turn the tide on losses.
AI companions are here for your emotional support.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Hello, listeners. Welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, where we bring you the sharpest startup and tech updates from Monday to Friday on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts from. Good evening, Bhavya.
Hey, Chandra. Hi. So let's dive into our first story for today. It's all about the recent troubles facing India's digital payment systems, UPI.
That's right. So yesterday we spoke about how UPI's outages are causing a lot of problems to consumers and merchants. So today the National Payments Corporation of India, or NPCI, which operates the UPI rails, had called a meeting with several top banks and UPI apps to discuss the issue and come up with a solution.
Right. So just yesterday, we were talking about bringing a solution for this. But UPI, as we know, is the backbone of India's digital payments. The March 26th outage was blamed on a hardware snag, resulting in 95 minutes of chaos for users. And with banks pushing for merchant commissions on UPI transactions, there's a real debate brewing on how to support over 600 million transactions efficiently. But Chandra, what really happened during the big UPI outage over the weekend? Because this was like something new. Right? First time something like this has happened.
So we've had four UPI outages in the last 18 days. Two came from the NPCI end and two were bank-led. So we, you know, access the root cause analysis circular that NPCI has shared today after the meeting. And from what we understand, this issue was triggered by an unusually high number of transaction success requests coming in from banks and merchants. Basically, the system got overloaded beyond what it was designed to handle, and that caused the downtime. Now, Money Control has accessed this root cause analysis, which NPCI has shared with UPI partners. So, you know, it's definitely a reminder of just how critical UPI is to our daily lives. For now, they have said this check transaction API was the culprit. They've advised all partners to follow NPCI rules. But I think there is also a demand from fintechs we've been speaking to that perhaps NPCI needs to have better checks on limit rating for such transaction requests because it's become a very critical component of India's digital economy. So they need to really have fail-safe measures in such instances. Well, speaking of challenges and speaking of open rails, let's shift gears to the Open Network for Digital Commerce, or ONDC, which was once hailed as India's answer to Amazon. It was hailed as the UPI of e-commerce, but unfortunately, it's hit a speed bump.
Yes, that's right, Chandra. They've been facing declining retail order shares. So to put some numbers here, retail share in ONDC fell from 47% in October 2024 down to 29% by March 2025.
And as industry sources say, with poor user experience and fierce competition in quick commerce, ONDC is looking to mobility as its saving grace, especially through a partnership with Namayatri.
That's right. Again, to add some numbers here, mobility has seen a rise of 12% month on month, but relying on a single player like Namayatri raises a lot of questions on growth of the network. So with its CEO, Thampi Koshi, also stepping down, it'd be very crucial for ONDC to pick up momentum and get back on track.
Speaking of competition, looks like India's states too are now getting competitive to become the biggest tech hub. So Andhra Pradesh is making headlines by allotting land to TCS for just 99 paise, acres of land for TCS.
Right, so that's definitely a deal. The state is eyeing growth in IT investments and this move could really put Vishakhapatnam on the tech map. So many are comparing this to Gujarat's land allotment to Tata Motors, you know, comparing that to what is happening today.
So Bhavya, you know, 21 acres for 99 paise may look like a steal, but guess what Andhra Pradesh is getting in return? They are expecting an investment of 1,370 crore rupees and 12,000 jobs. So, you know, this could be the anchor company that draws in more investments to the region.
Totally. I think such rare land deals could shape the future of tech hubs. Moving on to the fintech sector. So LendingKart has appointed a new CEO, Prashant Joshi, who is the former managing director and head of consumer banking at DBS Bank. So now this comes at a crucial time. LendingKart, which disburses loan via its in-house NBFC and co-lending arrangements with other financial institutions, reported a consolidated loss of around 253 crore rupees for the first time in 9 months. So it is expected that Joshi would help revive the company here.
So Bhavya, moving on to our last story this evening, and it's an interesting one. But before that, Bhavya, have you ever had an AI buddy to help you when you're lonely?
Not as of now, Chandra. I usually trouble people around me, and I'm sure they wish I had an AI buddy.
So that's what we're going to talk about today. AI is not just helping people code, but also helping some people cope with their loneliness, stress, and more without the worry of being judged.
Yes, so we are talking about a platform called Bezu, created by Vinod Kumar and Sulaiman Mudimala, who offer AI agents designed to help users through emotional challenges like breakups and loss. So apparently they've made a significant impact with over 10,000 users seeking emotional support via these AI characters. But Chandra, do you think people might get too attached to their AI friends?
This reminds me of a movie or two, Bhavya, where that happened. And it's certainly a double-edged sword. While it helps combat loneliness, there is the risk of losing touch with real relationships, much like texting instead of calling.
All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. Shout out to our reporters whose stories we spoke about today.
Thank you, listeners. Tune in to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, between 7:30 and 8 p.m. from Monday to Friday. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.